Stand Up Paddle the World Radio is brought to you by Aquaglide.
Hey, this is Daryl Kirk with Stand Up Paddle the World Radio, and man, you know I'm always super stoked about this show, about our guests, but I'll tell you, I am about ready to fly off into space. We have a couple of epic folks in Holland. They're live in Holland with us right now. They're doing the SUP 11 City Tour, 136 miles in 5 days. But we're talking James Van Drunen and his father, Conard Van Drunen. And we're going to talk to James. I mean, this dude is just unbelievable. The youngest guy ever to do this, the 11 City Tour in Holland. He was 16 when he did it to the first time, and here he is again doing it again. We're in the middle of the race. This is so exciting. We're talking to him in Holland. But hey, man, James, dude, what's up, man? Tell me what's going on here.
Hi, how you doing? You okay?
Really good, man. So good. You're in Holland now. You're in the middle of this 11 City Tour, stand-up paddleboard racing tour.
Yeah, just in the middle.
Wow.
Yeah, starting tomorrow at 10 o'clock for the first race in Leeuwarden, and just preparing myself right now and getting everything ready.
Oh, great. What was the first day like here?
Well, the day was actually really good. So, we're starting for the 46-kilometer race tomorrow. So, today was just getting everything ready, get the boards out, sandpapering the paddles, sandpapering the fins so we can go glide more on the water. And it's just making everything perfection for the race tomorrow.
Oh, man. And now this is your second time to do the 11 City Tour.
Yeah, it is. Last year we did it in the most horrible conditions there were. We had lightning, thunder, even a tornado on the lake next to us. And it was literally the hardest race that I ever done in my life. And this year I've been training so hard for it. And I'm looking for a very top spot this year.
Oh, my God. Good for you. And I mean, man, what? You're 16 or 17 years old, right?
I'm 17. 17. Just turned 17 in April.
Oh, my God. Incredible. Geez, what has this been like for you, you know, this time, this second time? I mean, at 17, I mean, what's this like right now? What are you feeling like right now?
Nerves, a lot of nerves. Well, there's so many new competitors this year, very strong, but I forget that I'm 17, so all these athletes who are coming this year from Brazil, America, Tahiti, you name it, from everywhere, they come into this amazing event in Holland, and so I'm just training very hard for it to try and keep up with these people, because these athletes are around 30 years old and older.
Oh, that's great. Man, you know, I talked to your dad. Your dad had talked with us, you know, Conard, and, you know, he was telling me that, you know, you haven't always been this epic athlete even 4 years ago. I mean, yeah, and I don't want to spoil it, but, you know, is your dad there? I want to get your dad on the line. I mean, he was just super stoked, really good man, and I wonder if we could talk to him and just kind of paint a background of your trip this last 4 years becoming this epic SUP athlete, and then we'll get you back on, and we want to know what you're doing, what you're training, what you're doing to train, you know, how can other people, you know, give some tips to other young athletes. But can we get Conard on the line?
Okay, perfect.
Hello, good evening. You all
hey,
right?
Conard, how are you? Thank you so much for getting in touch with us. We're really excited to talk with you guys. But, you know, James has not always been this epic SUP athlete. I mean, you've told me, at one point, you know, he was getting bullied, that, you know, he wasn't this strong athlete, and, you know, loss of confidence. And you know, talk about this picture the last 4 years here.
Well, I myself, to be honest, I was more than a guy for judo, boxing, and I love soccer. You call it soccer, I think, in America. And we call it in England, we call it football. Yeah, I tried to put him on football, but he was really bad, and you know, I couldn't see it, and I think, you know, it had to stop, because it was embarrassing to see. He was no confidence, and you know, it was not his sport, so I think, you know, we've got to do something else. So first of all, because, you know, he came home crying from school, and you know, he said, Papa, you know, boys are bullying me. And I was looking at the coach, you know, as a father, you feel horrible, you know, somebody's bullying your child. And you know, I was walking to the coach and I saw two little kids, and I thought by myself, you know, this has to stop. So first of all, I put him on boxing to give him some more self-esteem. Yeah, they're a very good trainer, and you know, he's really went into it, and not to fight on the street, but you know, just to learn himself. You know, that you can work really hard, and boxing is a very good sport because you don't have to fight if you know you can pawn somebody, so you just can talk. And that was one of the rules, you know, it started with. And then after that, my daughter was starting to do stand-up paddle. And my son hated it because my daughter was much better than he was. And he was falling in the water. But he had, on that moment, he think, you know, he came to me and he said, "Papa, I want to be the fastest of the beach." I said, "Come on, let's buy a board." And his uncle helped us to buy a board, first board. And then we bought a board and then we start, you know, paddling every day. Or he did, not me. I was just standing there and giving the lift to the beach every day. And after a half year, he had his first race, and he lost more weight. He still was boxing, and he was full of self-confidence. And yeah, you know, one day after the other, you know, you saw him growing and talking to people and feeling well about himself and thinking about healthy food and other things in life, you know, that you, if you're self-confident, you know, and you like what you do, you know, everyone can put more effort in the things you do in life. And that's where we started.
That's great. You know, you said something really important that I see in this community, this stand-up paddle racing community. You know, people start out here and they want to stand up paddle and they want to race, and like James said, he wanted to be the fastest on the beach. But then you have to make all of these changes in your life to accommodate that, like healthy eating, exercise, you know, all of this. That's so good. I'm so glad you said that. It just, the stand up paddle racing brings so much to you.
It's a very hard sport, you know, don't forget, you know, they have to be very dedicated, because it's not like, you know, surfing, you catch a wave. And this is, you know, quite maybe boring for people, because you just like marathon running, you know, it's like you have to have it in your mind, I'm going to do 16K on the sea or on a river, and I'm going to do it on my own. And, you know, that was what he's doing. And, you know, I really love respect for him, that out of nothing, I'll tell you again, he was, I don't know what it is in pounds or how do you call it in America, but he was weighing 105 kilos. 4 years ago, and wow. It was getting out of hand. And you know, he's weighing 78 kilos now. It's all to do with change your mindset, I think. And thank God I could help with him. And of course, you know, don't forget my daughter and my wife as well, you know, because they did a lot of things for him as well to be that person who saw he could be good in one sport, because it don't have to be soft, it could be something else as well. And yeah, you know, I'll be honest, I'm really proud of how he did it, and he did it all by himself. Because don't forget that he's a boy, he got nobody in this area who could do a race with him, because it sounds a little bit silly, but he is faster than most people in the area we live. So we have to travel 2 hours, and that for us is quite a big distance, because I got my own business as well. And to bring him to train with other people. So every day he's there dedicated on his own beach and doing it himself. 35 degrees sometimes, you know, full sun, big waves, but he's there on the beach every day. Respect for him.
That's so great. What a great family. You know, and you know, I want to get James back on, but Konar, you're really an international man, and, you know, tell me about who you are again, you know, where you came from, where you live now, all of this.
Now, I don't want to tell all my story in life, but let's say I made some stupid mistakes. I was crazy about football. I wanted to be a pro football player. I didn't have the dedication I know now, and I was not good enough, but I tried to be, and I had to talk. I talked the talk, but I didn't do the work. So, you know, I was a little bit of failure of things like that, and I told it to my son and said, you know, don't do it like what I did, you know, go your own way, but if you want to do something, just go 100%. And I did it in the other way. I started in the restaurant trade, and my father supported me as well. He said, if you want to do that, just work as hard as you can, and we support you. And if you got a dream, follow it. And we try to support financially, and thank God with sponsors, you know, we can support him in this moment, you know, to fulfill his dream. But listen, on the other hand, he's not professional. He's just 17 years old. He's just there in the beginning, because he's one in a million. You know, maybe there's some lot of other talents out there in this world, and, you know, maybe they kick his ass all the time. But it doesn't matter, you know. So far, he's got a great time. He's all the time on podiums, and not on this big race then, of course, because he still has to grow. He's a young kid. But I believe, you know, if he really goes for it in the future, maybe he can go somewhere. And maybe the Olympics, you never know. But if you don't try, you never get.
That's some great advice, Konar. That is just really wonderful. What a inspirational story with a father and son, and like you said, your wife and daughter, and we're just so glad. But thank you so much. Let's get James back on the line. This guy's got a story to tell and some tips for our listeners out there who, you know, might want to follow this or get their kids into this. And but thank you so much, Konard.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Hello.
Okay, James, man, you know, let's hear it from you now. You know, we heard it from your dad, but, you know, what happened to you, you know, in these 4 years? You know, what was your, tell us about your experience here once you started the stand-up paddle racing. You know, what were those 4 years like?
Well, a massive change to my life. I started off, you know, playing the Xbox when I was around in 2012, I was playing Xbox every day for 6 hours a day. And when it was summer, and it was beautiful weather outside in the summer, and I live in mostly the most beautiful place in Spain, and I was playing Xbox and staying in house and just doing that 6 hours a day.
And looking like a zombie.
And looking like a zombie all the time.
Wow.
So it was really horrible. And then I said at one point, I started going boxing, getting my self-esteem. I was getting bullied all the time. So I had to say, right, I have to change my life. I hated how I lived. And my sister started paddling. And I was very jealous, of course, because she did horse riding. So she had a better stability than me. And every time I got on the board, I was falling off all the time. Well, of course, I weighed 105 kilos. And my weight couldn't keep my stability going. So I had to change. I got very dedicated, and I said, this is impossible. My sister cannot beat me, you know, in paddling. So I got very, very addicted to it. So I got a board from the help of my uncle, and I started paddling at least in the summer 4 hours a day, just paddling, just trying to get my stability and working so hard. And then one day, a man came over to me to do some training. I kept on my training, and I was literally now looking back to my trainings. I thought I was fast, but now that was really slow. That was just the beginning. And one guy came up to me saying, oh, listen, you have to do a race. And I went to my first race ever in Alicante, where we live. And he said, okay, you got great potential. Let's try your first race. Here's a board. And I got there in the race. I came first place in junior. And the next day, I came first place again in junior. And then straight away after the race, I did the amateur race with all the adults, and I came first place again. And then I thought from that day, I said, this is what I want to do for a living. So now I dedicate myself to all my trainings. I dedicate myself for eating well. I had to get my sleep well. And even risking not seeing my friends and going out with my friends either, because it's quite hard for my age as a 17-year-old not seeing your friends, because they all go out, have parties and that. And I'm there, you know, sleeping at 9 o'clock at night, preparing myself for the next day for a big training session.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible. Wow, what time are you getting up in the mornings for your training?
I try and get up, I have had school too, so I wake up at 7 and then get to school, and then straight away after school I go training for around 2 to 3 hours a day.
Oh boy, that's great. You know, let's get back to this 11-city tour. Can you tell me about the SUP 11-city tour? I know it's one of the hardest races in the world for stand-up paddling, but tell us a little bit about it.
Could I say something?
Yes, please, Konard. Yes.
Sorry to interrupt you. Could I say something about it? Because yes, it was really funny. We seen it on the internet, on Facebook, and we saw it, and everyone was laughing and smiling, and he was just paddling for 2 years. And he said, Papa, can I do this race? And I was really stupid. I said, yeah, why not, you know? And we found some sponsors, and we did the race. If I knew now what I didn't do last year, I would never ever let him do that race. It was really bad weather. He told me before, it was ridiculous. After 3 days, he was there crying, Papa, I want to stop. Thank God somebody else came down there and he rescued me, because I want to say to him, you know, get out of this race because it's ridiculous. But the guy said, you know, you're emotional, you're his father, you know, let me have a talk with him. And he sent him back on the water, and he said to him, you know, if you want to do this race, you know, you have to stop yourself. Don't put it on your father's shoulder. And he went out on the water again, and he found himself back again. And, you know, I'll be honest, I tears in my eyes afterwards, because I felt like a real bad father. And, you know, I saw my mother, I had tears in my eyes, because it was a horrible feeling that I sent my son out with storm and a lot of wind and to go out there. But he grown in that day, you know, when the third day of the last 11 cities, he grown in that day from a boy to a man. And I never ever thought he had it in him, you know. Sorry to interrupt with that, but I just want to say that, because it was beautiful to see.
You know, again, you really found the kernel of this. isn't that the thing about being a parent? You know, we want to challenge our children, and at the same time, we want to protect them. And I think that's one of the hardest things of being a parent, and that's a really great story.
And it's difficult. It's difficult because, you know, sometimes I've got a daughter as well, and she is not that sportive, you know. She was with shopping first, but she's more like me. She did it always everything half, you know. And but she's got now their own way in life, and, you know, I'm very proud of her as well, you know, what she's doing and how she's living. And but, you know, on the other hand, James got it in the sport, and she's got it in other things. So I'm very proud of what he achieved so far. But say it again, you know, he's only one. You know, he's just starting, you know. Maybe he's never going to be a full pro. You never know. But this nobody can take away. For a race like this, you know, to finish it and be the youngest in the world to done it, you know, maybe in 2 or 3 years' time, you've got another guy or kid who's going to do it. But, you know, he was one of the first. And I'm really proud to be there as a father at that moment. And I think, you know, you have, sometimes as a father, you have, or as a parent, you have to let your children do what they want to do. And sometimes hurt, but they can learn from it.
That is great. I mean, this is one of, this is the biggest victory, that moment you two shared there in a tornado. I didn't even know Holland had tornadoes. I mean, that's incredible. But what a victory!
I didn't know it was. I didn't know they had tornadoes as well. Believe me, because I was there and I was sawing lightning. I think, Jesus, what am I doing? I'm stupid. You know, my son is out there. You know, something could happen.
Oh, but my God.
He came in there, you know, later on, and it was before he had a real, you know, a real bad time. But it was after the first 15 kilometers. He had a smile on his face, and I said, you know, there's lightning. He said, ah, oh, nothing can get me now. I'm on a hype, you know, I can do this. Yeah, 20 kilometers further, you know, he was dying almost. But, you know, he did it. So it's great to see, you know, that people can do much more, especially kids can do much more than we think, because you want to protect your child, not to do the things. But if we're really honest, we all did those things. And our parents didn't know about, maybe. But we do it together, me and my son. And maybe I'm very stupid. The people say I'm crazy dumb because I not push my son into it because he wants to do it himself. But I support him in it.
Yes. Yep. That's great. Yep. The world's changed so much now. We're so overprotective. But it's hard to find that balance. And that's really a great story.
Yeah, but children can do much more than we think.
Yeah, for sure. Well, James, tell us about this SUP 11 City Tour. What is this thing?
Well, it's placed in Friesland in the north of Holland, and it's 220 kilometers, and it's a 5-day stage. So you're doing the first 4 days, 4 marathons, and then the last day is more than a half a marathon. So you're really pushing your body to your limits.
That's great. What kind of what are you seeing on the water there? What did you see last year and this year? I mean, what's it like, you know, traveling halfway through Holland?
Well, with the traveling bit, well, Holland is quite a small place, so it's actually quite easy to go traveling to places. But the most tiring bit is doing a big race, like a full marathon the first day, and then you have to start driving an hour to a different direction, and you're really knackered after these kilometers, and you have to rest straight away after, because you have to really recuperate your body so it's fully informed for the next day. We have to use creams, recovery powders, everything what you need to make you feel the best for the next day, because they're non-stop paddlers. Because they have these paddlers going up to 10 to 11 kilometers per hour on the water. And for a 17-year-old, that's very hard to achieve. But I think I know I've been training hard for it, and I think I can achieve it.
I know they're very strict. You're not allowed to get off of your stand-up paddle board. Talk about that. I know it's very strict, the rules going through here, meeting your stage times and what support you can receive.
It's a very strict race, because talking about these so many kilometers, they have to have strict laws around it, because if you stop at the number 20 kilometer, anything can happen, really. You could be stopping the full race, or people will start following you to a different place, and it's a massive responsibility for the organization too. But it is mostly, we do a halfway point, so every day, the fourth day, we have a timeout for 15 minutes, so we can get our powders and that, water, pasta, anything to eat, because we're losing around 3,000 to 4,000 calories a day.
Oh, wow. What are you using to keep up those calories? What type of products and strategies are you using?
Well, Well, we use a lot of pasta, and we use a lot of loads of carbohydrates, the most carbohydrates. So we put it all in like tins and that, so we can start eating for each other. And we have my teammate Pepe, who's with us now, who's a champion of Spain, and we help each other a lot. Hopefully this year we'll be sticking together, because he's much more stronger than me. He's just a beast, that guy. So we just take whey protein shakes, you know, to get all the proteins in your body straight away.
Oh, that's great. Okay. How much sleep are you getting a night?
Well, right now, we need to get around 8 to 9 hours of sleep. I'd like to have 10 hours, but I can't sleep for that long because all the nerves.
Oh, I bet. You know, what advice do you have for other young athletes that, you know, or not athletes, I mean, for anyone that wants to become a stand-up paddleboard racer? I mean, this is just a magic sport, but what tips do you have for a young adult?
Literally, it's just follow your dream. Seriously, it's follow your dream and work really hard for it, because I thought I could never do it, or even my friends thought I could never do it when I was losing all the weight. And now I'm following my dream, training hard, eating well, sleeping well, and you know, even my teachers in school are supporting me now, and they're even following me by Facebook. And you know, I have a lot of my teachers on Facebook following me, and you know, on Instagram and on Snapchat, on any social media, they're all following me now. Even the headmaster of my school is following me. You know, they're super happy with me, how I achieved.
Oh wow, that's wonderful. You're really setting some great examples for the rest of the people in school there, and that's just one of the greatest things you could do in what you're doing in this race, to be able to inspire others, you know, at your school and your teachers. That's just wonderful.
That's the only thing I want to do. I just want to inspire and show how big the sport is, and literally anyone can do this sport. Even I'm trying to get even my grandparents to do this sport. You know, from any ages you can do this sport, and it's just an amazing sport. You can is best for all your body, and you get amazing body after a good hour session.
Oh, that's great. You know, this is somewhat of a it's such a no barrier to entry on this, you know, skill and technique and so many, you can get such a good start, but the boards are expensive, the paddles are expensive. How did you deal with that? What tips do you have for maybe borrowing boards or paddles or equipment?
Well, first, when you start off paddle racing, you have to just find your second-hand boards. They're very expensive boards. All these new race boards are coming up to around $3,000. So it's a lot of money. These race boards cost a fortune. They're made of carbon fiber. So it's very expensive. But when you start training hard and you start going on podiums, you start showing people that, you know, you're young and you can do this. And then the companies of all board makes, you know, they start opening their eyes, and now they're looking for the future.
And I think if I could say something about it as well, I think we're very lucky with Aqua Inc. They support James a lot, and they're very good at fast boards. So just going for last years to go into race boards, and they really, you know, they make fast boards and for a very good price. You know, I think normally it's for about $1,000 under all the price from all the big brands. And he still wins the prices with it. Of course, it's about the pedaler as well. But, you know, you can have some very good boards for a good price. You don't have to always start right away with the biggest trademarks. You know, just find a good board, what's good for you. Inflatable or just a normal one, whatever you like. But just, you know, start doing it. Even I do it. And I'm really not a sportsman, believe me. Especially not after the 20 years having a restaurant and being a chef.
Oh, boy. That's a good tip. Just get out there and do it. You know, you learn from every race.
I always say, if I can do it, everyone can do it.
That's great. Yeah, you learn something every race. That's great. Man, James...
And I don't race, sorry. I'm just doing it for fun. And, you know, to do something, you know, to have condition and to do something. And it's quite cool as well, you know, to stand on the beach on a board.
That's
great. You know,
great.
It's always easy to talk to people.
You know, James, let me ask you something. You know, I think it's really tough being a young adult right now in our world, you know, with the... all of the distractions. I just don't know how I would have survived. You know, I'm 53 years old. I don't know how I would have survived with all of these distractions. You know, Pokemon now is the big thing. You know, video games, you know, cell phones, social media. But, you know, tell me about your darkest hour before this four-year career of becoming a SUP racer. I mean, let's get into your head. 4 years ago. I mean, what was your darkest hour? What, you know, what was going on before you found stand-up paddleboarding?
I was eating really bad. I was drinking liters and liters of Coca-Cola and eating burgers. You know, not eating well, and just doing nothing with my life. Like now, you hear of all this about Pokemon Go and that, and I was amazed. I was in Holland and we were at a hotspot, and I was amazed how many people are playing these games. And I was I was not annoyed, but I was just a bit. It was weird because you see families there playing it. Okay, they get out with each other, but I don't believe in all these devices. I feel much more peaceful being on the water, and it's much more fun on the water with the paddleboard.
That's great. Yeah,
it's really cool. Yeah.
You know, and I love all this different stuff that we have, but, you know, again, there's just nothing like getting out there and you know, getting out on the water and, you know, just, and the focus that racing brings. I tell our community, racing, anyone that wants to start a cohesive group that's going to last, they've got to do this paddleboard racing. And you don't have to come in first. You can come in last. Everybody's waiting for you. They're there to support you. There's just something about the racing element in this sport that really keeps people to stick with it.
No, it's definitely amazing. Like, you've got these massive races all around Europe and America, and you can be 80 years old and you can come last in the race, but you'll get more support from being last at from 80 years old than the person who is first place. It's just an amazing sport, and people are just supporting it more and more. And hopefully in 2024 it'll be Olympic sport, and then it'll be much more bigger.
That's great. I hope so. I sure hope. I know there's a lot of politics to that, and but I really hope, and I think it really will. Boy, do you have anything you want to say, you or your dad? Do you guys, I want to close it up here. I think we've really, you know, got people stoked about this, and then I want to hear a little bit about your sponsors, but you or your dad have anything you want to say?
No, I think, you know, just, I want to say to all the people, you know, just try it. Try, go on the water, just try it out, and just have fun, you know. If I just look, I've changed my life, my kids, and, you know, if I see to all the people as well, and what you say before, you know, it doesn't matter what age you are, you know, it's like a big family, you know, supporting each other, because we all got the same goal, you know, being outside, laying in the sun, or even in the rain, having fun, you know, be a family with each other, have a great time on the beach or whatever you are on the river, and afterwards maybe a barbecue or something to eat with each other and talk about it. You know, what more do you want on a day? It's perfect to enjoy yourself.
That's great. Oh, man, thank you. James, do you have anything?
Well, if you want to just train hard to really follow your dream. Yeah, when you start training so hard on paddling, your dream will come true if that's what you're looking for.
That's great. You know, tell us about your sponsors. These guys, you know, are really make things happen, our sponsors. So let's give them some time.
Well, I got a lot of sponsors what helped me for everywhere. So I have the Aquink will help me with the amazing boards to help me like fly on the water. Really, they're super fast. I have the Makani.
Go ahead and spell that. Spell that word too.
Sorry.
Spell their name.
Well, Aqua Inc. is a famous company in Japan.
Okay, could you spell that name?
You ask to spell your name. It's A-Q-U-A, Aqua.
Aqua.
Like water in water, and then Inc. I-N-C.
Aqua Inc. Okay, so that's one of the sponsors. Yeah. They're your board sponsor. Okay.
That's the board sponsor. That's the sports board sponsor. Then he's got a sponsor for some fins as well.
Okay.
Makani Fins.
Yeah, and then we're very lucky because we live in a small village outside Alicante, and we got a guy who's called Chris Grinshaw, and he's got a company in England, United Kingdom, and he makes flavors for candy. And he's a customer of our restaurant for years and years, and he just, you know, see all the change in Jamie's life. And he said this year to us, come on, James, we give you 2 years' time to try to get in the Euro Tour and to try to live as a pro. What more do you want, you know? And it's the first one with CB Property Sales. It's an agent who sells houses in the place where we live, Moreira, to explore the place, you know, and to explore the world for James. And let's hope, you know, we can help them to sell some houses as well. And we're very lucky with the council. The council, they're going to sponsor us as well, Moreira Teolada. Now, what more can you want? You know, you've got three sponsors who give some financial money, and as family, we try to do as much as possible as well to live his dream.
Boy, that's great. I mean, you know, I'm expecting just to hear paddle company and board companies. You've got banks, real estate agents. You've got the council. I mean, that's, boy, that really just gives
people. Just three companies who do, support us financially. The other ones give us some stuff. We've got goggles as well. That's a sunglasses special made for water sports. And they just give James a chance. They, on this moment, they're small companies, like we all started off small, and they just give James a chance with products he can use to make his perform better. And we got three people like CB Property, Aqua Inc., and Irish Country Gold, who support us financially as well, to try to make James. And it's not on a big scale, you know, it's just on a small scale. He just can survive, and he can do a travel in Europe to go to pro races. You never know what can come out of it.
That's huge advice you guys give, or that information you just gave. You know, you don't have to just look at people in the sport. You can go outside into your community and into other businesses who might, you know, also benefit from the whole thing.
Yeah, you're really right there, because a lot of people, they're more closer to you, and especially in small communities. You know, what's nicer that you know the boy next door who does, he's got a goal in his life. Maybe, you know, he does something to your own children as well. Like, you know, my son can do that. Look at him, you know, he was 105 kilo. Look at him now. You know, it's a goal for kids, I think, you know. And let's hope he keeps it up, because, say it again, he's only 17, you know. He's not even starting. So let's hope he keeps it up.
Well, that's wonderful. You guys are a real inspiration, and thank you so much, Konard, for contacting us and telling and sharing your story. And James, man, we just wish you the best of luck, and we're going to watch you closely here.
Thank you.
Very exciting. Well, man.
Thank you.
Thank you very much to invite us to be on your show.
Thank you so much, and look forward to seeing you guys there. Just look forward to following your journey. But man, did I not tell you folks, this is just like so exciting, you know, live in Holland here, you know, talking to James and his father, Konard van Drunen, in live in Holland there at the SUP 11 City Tour. And if you can't get on the web and look on that and follow James's journey here, but man, this is great. But anyway, Daryl Kirk, Stand Up Paddle the World Radio, thank you so much for listening to our show every week. We would love to hear your story. You know, contact me on Facebook, Stand Up Paddle the World Radio. But anyway, Daryl Kirk, Stand Up Paddle the World Radio. Stay up and stay on that board.